Foster parents of a 3-year-old cancer boy who died last week are accused of not properly feeding and caring for him, causing him to starve to death. 42-year-old Demetrius Givens and 37-year-old Jamie Thompson of Canton turned themselves in Tuesday. Police had obtained warrants charging the couple with involuntary manslaughter and child endangering Friday. They're scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. Officers responded to a Gilbert Circle Northeast home May 5th after a report of a child who was not breathing. The boy later died at Mercy Hospital. Givens and Thompson have been advised to seek medical help to address the child's malnutrition, but allegedly refused to work with medical professionals and canceled several appointments. Stark County grand jury will consider an indictment of a man charged in an accident that put an off-duty Alliance police officer in the hospital. 53-year-old Martin Flattinger of Homeworth appeared in Alliance Municipal Court Wednesday, waived a preliminary hearing. The case was bound over. Flattinger is free after posting bond. He's charged with felonious assault and OVI in the Monday night crash. He's accused of rear-ending a vehicle driven by 52-year-old Michael Donnelly in the 2300 block of South Union Avenue. Flattinger reportedly struck the car again when Donnelly tried to pull over to exchange information. Donnelly suffered neck and back injuries and was taken to Alliance Community Hospital. East Palestine Village Council has a new member. Aaron Stoffer was appointed Monday to the seat vacated when Jessica Rocco resigned last month. It's the latest change for council in recent months. Barb Harriet was named to a seat after Councilman Doug Simpson resigned in October in protest of the treatment of former village manager Chad Edwards. John Simon was appointed to council after the December death of Linda May. Youngstown police called to a South Jackson Street home Tuesday morning, found two bodies. The Vindicator reports a caller reported being locked out of his mother-in-law's home. Firefighters gained entry just before noon, and police found the woman asleep in the living room. Man and woman were found in an upstairs bedroom. The coroner's office is also investigating. The deaths are considered possible overdoses. A motion for judicial release filed by former Austintown Township trustee Steve Kent. He's serving prison time following a conviction on a charge of tampering with evidence in August 2023. Motion was filed Tuesday in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. His appeal for early release was denied in September. Prosecutors said Kent reset his cell phone to impede an investigation. He was previously charged with having a sexual relationship with a Poland high school student while he was working as a resource officer. Kent was acquitted of the charges and was released from the county jail last October after being granted a stay in the case. Court date set next Tuesday for a Youngstown man charged with using a woman's credit card at a store in Boardman. 26-year-old Keontae Thomas pleaded not guilty to counts of identity fraud and misuse of a credit card at an arraignment in municipal court in Boardman Tuesday. The woman told police her card was used for a $158 purchase late last month, and she was later informed an attempted $159 purchase was denied. Thomas was also seen on security footage May 10th using multiple cards to purchase Visa gift cards. He's also charged with drug possession. Trumbull County prosecutors posing parole for a man convicted of killing a woman at a Southington restaurant in 1988. The request from 66-year-old Robert Williams will be heard next month by the Ohio Parole Board. He was denied release in 2015 and 2020. Williams serving 23 years to life for the slaying of Deborah Blaine. Williams shot her after an argument over his dinner. Blaine was pregnant at the time. Trumbull County Sheriff's Office says the identification and cause of death are pending autopsy results for a person whose remains were found in Southington. An autopsy scheduled for Friday. A man called 911 Tuesday saying he believed he had found his uncle. The remains were in a garage on Herner County Line Road Northwest. The property is owned by Robert Wolf, who was reported missing in February. Preliminary assessments indicate the person might have been in the garage for an extended period. The State Fire Marshal's Office investigating the cause of a fatal house fire near Warren. Firefighters called to the 300 block of Aspen Drive Northwest in Champion Township Wednesday morning. Two residents escaped on their own. Crews rescued a third from the second floor. The home's roof and attic were destroyed. The Trumbull County Coroner's Office later said a man died. They did not release his name. Fire captain suffered facial burns. Police Chief Larry Skaggs suffered from smoke inhalation. Both are expected to recover. Stewart Healthcare System has now gotten the attention of three members of Congress. Representatives Michael Rooley and David Joyce and Senator John Husted asked for an investigation into possible Medicare fraud. The trio sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi accusing Stewart of imposing administrative charges on Trumbull Regional Medical Center and Hillside Rehabilitation Hospital and preventing income from reaching the facilities. Warren Mayor Doug Franklin last week accused Stewart of using the money to pay itself and vendors. Insight took over management of the hospitals during Stewart's bankruptcy. The actions have prevented Insight Foundation from using the money to pay for operations at the facilities.